Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. 在头一次约会的时候，人们经常会为吃饭时谁来付账而苦恼。这个时候 ，Going Dutch 不失为一个好方法。So everyone knows what Going Dutch means, but where exactly does the phrase come from?
Yeah, and so actually, sometimes it's not just called Going Dutch, but it can also be called a Dutch date.A Dutch treat, which apparently is the oldest form, and also doing Dutch. And so there are two possible ways this could be used. Each person pays their own expenses, or the entire bill is basically divided evenly between all participants. In strict terms, going Dutch refers to the former, that everyone pays their own expenses, and the latter is usually referred to as just splitting the bill.
所以 going Dutch 其实是指在一餐聚会中每个人付自己点了那部分食物的账单。还有一种方法呢，则是把账单的总费用平均摊到个人头上，这个时候呢就叫做 splitting the bill。
Splitting the bill, that's right. And so looking at the history of this phrase, one person has suggested that going Dutch might actually originate from the concept of a Dutch door. And so this was usually on farmhouses. And so the door would actually consist of two equal parts.
Interesting. 为什么一定跟 Dutch 有关呢？有一种解释是说荷兰人家里的门经常是那种双开门对开的那种门，所以That's why it's going Dutch.
Whereas the Oxford English Dictionary connects go Dutch and Dutch treat and other phrases actually coming from the 17th century when there was a bit of tension between the English and the Dutch. Another example is Dutch courage. And so in that sense, it's used to basically be derisive or it's actually a bit of a negative term.
这个说法我也听说过，就是说英国人其实当时对荷兰人是有很多偏见的，以致导致在以前的英语中存在很多这种歧视或者嘲笑荷兰人的词汇。
Yeah, and another term that's actually used almost primarily in China is AA. Interestingly enough, this term does not necessarily originate in English-speaking countries. In fact, it actually originates in Hong Kong.
英语母语国家的人好像很少说 AA 制，但是在香港，在大中华地区，很多人都说我们来 AA 吧。
Yeah, and there's actually a few different theories there as to what exactly that means. Some people suggest that it's actually the algebraic average, and there are other theories suggesting that it means all apart.
So basically, if I say AA to a friend from an English-speaking country, they most probably wouldn't know what I'm talking about.
No, they'll probably think that you're talking about Alcoholics Anonymous, which is very, very different.
I see. So going Dutch, that's our word of the week.